the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Coach Ron Adelot joins me of the Riverdale Warriors. Coach, I want to talk a little bit about some things outside of football in terms of that game last night. That crowd, it was almost scary big. I mean, you could look in the parking lot back there, the church at Northside, down almost to Sulphur Springs Road, cars, and the middle school was packed. What a testament to college football and the kind of teams that we have in this county.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times our kids don't really realize, and all the kids in this area, that even some of the ones that go to college don't play in crowds. As big as what they play on Friday nights here in Rufford County. So, yeah, it was a great atmosphere, great night. Unfortunately, we were on the short end of the stick, but it was, you know, for kids, they'll look back, and that will be one of the games that they will remember.
And I guess probably if the visiting stands were as big as the home stands, I guess that would have been totally – I mean, it was packed what you had in there, what you could get in there. Just amazing. But anyway, over 1,000 yards of offense. The first quarter was probably the most exciting first quarter from a fan point of view that you would ever want to see in your life. Two great quarterbacks battling it out. And similar, one's left-handed, one's right-handed, but two long passes. I mean, it couldn't get any more exciting for that. But as a coach, you probably wouldn't care that it wasn't quite that exciting.
Well, you'd like to see a little more. I'm sure, you know, they would have too liked to see a little more defense, and it would have come down to that thing. But, you know, obviously you got to go with the flow of the game. And, you know, they're my hat's off to them. They did a great job. They got a great football team.
They run no huddle. The tempo is big in a game like that too, I guess. And I mean, I thought in the second half you guys were trying to maybe control the ball a little bit more, and I thought you did a good job of that. But you couldn't get in across into the end zone, but it did change the tempo a little bit in that second half.
Well, our style is a little bit different It means we've got a lot of kids that play both ways, and you know, they have some too as well. But you know, our tempo's a little bit different. We're a little bit more methodical, I guess people would say. But yeah, it did. I mean, you know, outside of punching it across, we took it down, and you know, we just didn't finish. And you know, that's the thing that we preach: you got to finish what you start, and you can't. You got to be relentless until you get it across the line across the goal line, and we didn't do those things. And you know, whether we'd have had a chance to win or not, I don't know. I thought we could have made it real interesting if we would have finished a couple of those drives for sure.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I think one of them would have cut it to at least seven, and then you know, you had some opportunities and just couldn't get it across. But boy, you can't give them many opportunities, because they really have up tempo. Throw the ball down the field. They've got some good position players at key positions. Good players.
Oh, they do. And Brent gets it to them. Gets it to the right people. As I felt like Dylan does too.
I talk about Dylan a little bit. He had 289 yards passing and 165 rushing. So, hey, that's a pretty good day at the beach, if you ask me.
As I've told people, Dylan, there's nothing wrong with Dylan. I mean, you know, Burton Elrod did the surgery. Everything's great. He's back. You know, it's just like the kid at South Carolina, the running back, the Lattimore kid. I mean, he's 100%, you know, and we knew that. And, you know, we knew that we were going to need him last night, and he was as advertised. You know, he did everything that we asked him to do. We just, you know, I think probably it boiled down to, obviously, defensively, we're awfully disappointed as a staff. And I thought their marquee players made plays where some of ours made a few but didn't make as many, you know. And in those type of games, your marquee players have to make big plays. Your role players have to play well, but your marquee players have to make big plays.
I think you stated it very well there, Coach. It was almost as if it just came down to a few plays. Even though you would look at it from a defensive end, well, they, you know, it just really both teams were just running what they wanted to do. But honestly, there were some good defensive plays, but big plays were a big factor for really both teams in terms of the scoring on the defense.
Yeah, they made more big plays than we did. We had a couple of big plays, but ours were more we'd break for, you know, 7 or 8 yards or so, or, you know, here or there, 5 or 6. But they, you know, they seemed to slash us a little bit more than, you know, their fast tempo probably did play a role in that, because I thought we played sort of kind of sloppy and they ran through some tackles and that type of thing.
Coach Adelot's our guest here on the Prentice Also PD and Air Coach's Corner. You know, you stand at 4-1 and 1-1 in the district, but really there's a long way to go, and I'm not really sure that you – I think you really want to just finish in the top 3-4 anyway, as you look down the road. But this is just – I mean, that's just one loss, so it's not like, you know, things are falling apart here. It was a great team you played, and you guys – looking down the road, you've got a schedule that you've got to worry about next week and let this one go. That's why I guess I'm saying very awkwardly, but that's what
you've got to have amnesia at this point.
I mean,
you got to forget that. You know, you've got to learn the lessons that hopefully you were taught in a situation like that. But yeah, you know, I think with this team and all the new faces we have, you know, I'm not so sure that if you'd have told me, you know, 6 months ago that we'd be 4-1 at the end of 5 games, I'd have been real disappointed. You know, I might have been, I don't know, but I've told people I thought this is a decent football team. I thought, looking at our schedule, we had a chance to win every game, and I thought, quite frankly, we've got a chance to lose every game as well. So it's really going to depend on our attitude and our work ethic as to how we finish out. I mean, I think we have the ability to pick it up. We're a little bit beat up, but a game like that's going to do that to you. I'm sure they've got some bumps and bruises as well. We've got to push hard for 2 weeks to get to fall break. We do get a little break, so if we could get these, especially this next one, and then you know, that sets us up for the next game after that, then, you know, we got to. If we had the ability to go in 6-1 at the fall break, we'd have to be awful pleased with that.
Well, I think that's kind of the question I was asking so terribly there. It's kind of we're at the mid-season mark, and you got to be, you know, I know everybody would like to be undefeated in the world, but you've got to be happy with your mark, because I think you're that type of person that look at it as very realistically, and if something happened, where you're at right now is a good place to be.
There are worse places to be.
There's
no question about that. And I think the character of our kids, you know, I know they were disappointed. And, you know, it's not easy. And Riverdale's a difficult place to lose. People let you know real quick, you know, and that's a good thing. I mean, so our kids have expectations. And, you know, hopefully they will, you know, take that sour taste and let it go. And we'll get better this week. And, you know, we'll correct the things that we need to correct. And, you know.
How's
right the ship?
How's everyone's health? How's everybody in?
Well, as I said, we're beat up a little bit. Keyes Ivey last night went down. We'll get word on him early next week. We had a couple. Scotty Boykin was nursing an ankle, but you know, I thought he sucked it up, played the whole game. So we got a couple little shoulders, but you know, it's you know, we're halfway through the season. We're going to have those type of things. Football is not an injury free game or a pain free game, and. You know, mental toughness sometimes carries you through. So,
well, you've got Hendersonville coming up next. Now, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, they were really a solid ball club. Tell us a little bit about Hendersonville and what you expect from them.
Well, they'll be big and physical, and Bruce Hatfield and his staff do a great job. So, you know, we really don't get any rest. And, you know, the physical portion of it's going to be tough. So we're really going to have to suck it up and, you know, get ready for another physical game. So they're a run-based offense, and they play extremely well defensively. They're very disciplined. So, you know, it's going to be a tough test for us, especially coming off, you know, our feelings being hurt and that type thing. We're going to have to get ready to play, you know, a quality football team and play a quality football game.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you, you had a quote in the paper, and I think it's so true when you're talking about football games and a team like Siegel and a team like you, yours, both of you, very good offensive ball clubs. and you thought if the score was lower, that would have been to your advantage, and or something to that effect, that you wanted to hold the score down. Did you expect over 1,000 yards rushing by, offensive by both teams? Was that more than you would have even anticipated?
Well, you looked at them, and you knew they were awfully good. You know, people – it's hard for me to say that, you know, and obviously we didn't score the clip that we had been scoring, so they did a better job defensively than we did. But, you know, I know our weaknesses, but I thought we overcame some of those. And but as a
coach –
You
racked up some yards.
As a coach, as a coach, realistically, you don't like the games to go
right. That
way. You like there to be some form of control there. And, you know, Bobby's been doing it a long time. He'll get things right, and, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board, and we'll make sure if there's personnel changes to be made or – you know, things that we need to work on harder, whether it be tackling or alignment or et cetera, things will be better. It wasn't like, you know, this was the first time, and, you know, things have been pretty good. So, you know, we've got some spots we're going to have to get better in.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you being in this morning, and it was a great game. I'll tell you, it was a great game to watch. I will say that. And exciting, and Dylan and the offense racking up those yards. It was pretty amazing. But anyway, we'll see you next week. And good luck with Hendersonville.
Thanks, John.
You're going to get the host this time, too, aren't you?
Finally at home.
It seems like you've been on the road the entire year.
We got three. I'm glad. I'm tired of climbing on the bus. So yeah. Get too old for that.
Mr. Nolan will love it, too.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you. Coach Ron Adelot, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. And when we come back, we will have Matt Williams. I see him over there. The Smyrna Bulldogs, winners last night, 7-6 over Laverne. We're continuing from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant here. And don't forget to come by and stop in for breakfast. Stay with us.